when the choir comes together is the whole purpose of the church. Each and every one of you come with the power and the passion that God's given you. God's placed a gift in your life. He's placed a personality in you. He's placed a part of His kingdom inside of you. Did you realize that? You say, well, what in the world is the purpose of the church? It's to introduce people to Jesus Christ. How many of y'all get that? That's the purpose of the church. It's undeniably the purpose of the church. And I want to apologize to many of you that have been to church and been around the church, but it seemed to have other purposes than that. I apologize. Let me tell you some things the church is not. It's not a place to just find a friend. It's a place to find an eternal life. That's much deeper. It's more than what you got going on. It's what God might have going on inside of you. And we here at Hillview are not going to water down or dumb down the gospel so that you might feel better. Because here's what we've discovered. A watered down gospel does not have the power to get eternal life moving in you. There is one way into heaven. We believe that here at Hillview. We believe there is one way into heaven and everybody's invited. What do you think about that message? There's one way into heaven, but everybody's invited. Jesus Christ died so that everybody might have life. Y'all get that? And it's going to be that sound, the sound of God's love, the sound of God's passion, the sound of God's power as we pull together. As we pull together and come together, boom, guess what comes in our midst? The kingdom of God. How many of you have always wanted something big to happen? Isn't that really American Idol? Isn't that the Gomer moment? Wow, I won. I'm going to get to sign a contract. I'm going to go to Hollywood. I'm going to get to live in the Ritz and the jazz and the lights. How many of you all have ever thought, if they just turn the lights on me, that'd be the greatest moment in my life? And they turn the lights on you, and guess what? It wasn't the greatest moment in your life. Because really the value is in coming together and sharing life together. And that's the value of the Church of Jesus Christ. And we wanted you to get that here at Hillview. It's really about being together. A few years ago, I think 3 years ago, a movie came out. Drumline. How many of y'all saw the movie? Drumline. Drumline is a great illustration of the church. One band, one sound. Man, I can't wait till the church learns how to step like they do in that movie. Learns how to dance, learns how to groove, learns how to take a multitude of different instruments with one band, one sound, every instrument making its individual sound. But when it comes together in the band, there is a force, there is a rhythm, there is a syncopation, there is a sound that cannot be duplicated by anything else. That's the kingdom of God. Each one of us doing what? Doing what God's called us to do, to love each other, to be gentle with one another, to bear with one another. Go with me to Ephesians 4. I want to give you the heartbeat of this church in our new year as we come together. First of all, I want you to know it's about the kingdom of God. It's about the kingdom of God. Just look at your neighbor and say, hey, you're a part of the kingdom. Come on, tell them. Tell them. Come on. Hey, you're a part of the kingdom. You got to put the hey in there too. You ready? Hey, you're a part of the kingdom. Come on. Hey, you're a part of the kingdom. You really are. You're a part of God's kingdom. Now, church, I'm going to go quickly today because guess what? I want you to have time to deal with this at the altar today. Ephesians 4, it's the hub of where we are. It's the hub of what we're about. It's God's intense passion into us. First of all, let me tell you what, you must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Many of you have done that in the room. Some of you are yet to do that, but we're praying you're going to. Amen? We're praying you're going to. Guess what? We're having church today because guess what? We want you to meet Jesus Christ. Is that up front enough? I had a group of preachers, they asked me, they said, Ayers, how come all you talk about is evangelism? I said, because you know what? I can know my purpose, but if I don't know my Christ, I am purposed into hell. Well, have these guys not read the book? Not this one. This book, every page of it, from the beginning to the end, says this. Meet God. His name is Jesus. He loves you deeply. He wants inside of you. And when you meet Jesus Christ, everything you're about will be totally changed heavenward. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds like good news to me. I kind of like that gig. I'm glad God did say this. Only good people get to go to heaven, because I wouldn't get to go. How many of y'all would get to go if it was only good people going to heaven? I know some of you. You would be with me. How many of y'all have believed that before? How many of you have ever held that belief? Well, if I'm good, I'll get to go to heaven. If I'm bad, I'm going to hell. Yeah, I mean, it's preached here in the South. That's what we preach everybody to the South. We tell them, as long as you don't smoke, drink, or chew, or do, You get to go to the good place, and if you've done anything, you're going to go to the bad place. That's a lie out of hell. God said we all have been separated from Him, and by His grace, we can join with Him. Now, guess what? I think we got to get to that point. First of all, we got to know the gospel. I know a lot of people have been in church all their life, and they don't know the gospel. I say, how do you get to heaven? They go, well, I go to church. Well, Lord, the devil goes to church. How many of y'all are proud of your perfect attendance? Devil's got you beat. He's been here since the day it was formed. Ever Sunday, ever Saturday, ever Wednesday night service, never misses a meeting, but never understands the passion and the power of it. I want you to get it. Look what Paul said. As a prisoner for the Lord. Isn't that interesting? He doesn't say as a therapist for the Lord. As a comforter to the Lord. As an information broker of the Lord. He said, as a prisoner of the Lord. He said, I believe this Jesus with such intensity, I'm willing to be arrested for what I believe. How many of y'all got that kind of faith? Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all would be arrested if Jesus was illegal? Let me tell you something. Church, if we're going to come together, there's one place we got to get out of. The middle of the road. How many of y'all like the middle of the road? I call it Goldilocks Church. Most Protestant conventions I go to, it's just really a sad situation. It looks like Baskin Robbins with 31 vanilla tubs in there. How many of y'all would like to go to Baskin Robbins if it had one flavor? 31 ice cream tubs of vanilla. That's all that was in there. Marty, would you go? The church is more like Baskin Robbins. It's multiple flavors. You know, caramel pecan. Yeah, you like that, don't you, brother? Welcome to heaven. Little Rocky Road. How many of you kids remember that bubble gum stuff they used to have at Baskin Robbins? Not only did you get ice cream, but you got to chew gum after you ate your ice cream. Double blessing. What if it was just all vanilla? It all did the same thing. How gross. I like Baskin Robbins, and I think the kingdom of God is like Baskin Robbins. Bottom line at Baskin Robbins is what? Bottom line at Baskin Robbins is what? It's all what? Come on, y'all got, man, I hope y'all do this. Huh? It's all what? It's ice cream. Baskin Robbins sells ice cream. It comes in what? 31 flavors. That's the way the church is, man. It's all Jesus, and it's expressed in many different ways. The kingdom of God has flavors, not flavor. Yeah. A lot of flavors. You got your Presbyterian flavor. You got your Episcopalian flavor. You got your Catholic flavor. You got your Baptist flavor. Vanilla. You got your Pentecostal flavor. You know, Rocky Road. Huh? A Pentecostal flavor could be like chocolate with jalapeno peppers. You know, I mean, it's got a little heat in it. Got a little oxygen. You know, you got your Lutheran ice cream. Sherbert. Very organized, gentle on the stomach, helps you digest. See, we all got flavors. It's all God. Does that make sense? Because I want you to get this. Every church that preaches Jesus is important because Paul said, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let's talk about it in the new year. To really show the world Jesus, guess what? Be who you are in Jesus. Here's what I wanted to tell you today, simply this. Quit looking for something great and just start being great where you are. Man, we miss it so much, don't we? We miss the blessings of our everyday lives because we're always wanting to be on the stage. We're always wanting to be an idol. What about the great things that are in front of you every day? You know, we never miss them until they're taken from us, do we? But every day is a great day. Every day something special's in there. Every day the passion of God. He said, I urge you to live a life worthy of the life you've been given.
Do what? Live it out.
And that's what it means to come together. Hillview, I don't want to be any other place. You know what I love? I've been here with you for 16 years. You know what I love about it? I've been with you here in good times, and I've been with you here in not so good times. And guess what? I've found God to be the same in both of those times. That's the power. I wouldn't want to ever pastor a church that couldn't get through problems. And if you ever get in a church and they tell you they have no problems, please leave. You have Satan pastoring there. Because there's no such thing as a church with no problems. There's no such thing as a life with no problems. There's no such thing as a human life without difficulty and drama. There's no such thing as that. That's a made-up idea that will never exist. That's a world that's never been created. That's a group of liars that are telling you a great lie. The truth is, life's tough. And a greater truth is that Jesus is in everything, through tough times and through good times. So what does Paul say? Live a life worthy of what you've been changed into. God's changed you. And he goes on and gives the church some instruction. Look at this. Be completely humble. Know God's doing a great thing in you and know who's doing it. That's humility. Amen? This is not humility. Doing less than you're capable of is sinful. I see Christians all the time say, well, I'm just humble. I just want to give the glory to God. Well, guess what? You know why people got to say they want to give the glory to God? Because they're arrogant. If you live it, you never have to say it. They'll know who gets the glory. But I'm telling you, church, do great things for God and do them. Do things that are so godly and so God-sized that people will know only God could do that. Make sense? You don't have to tell them God did it when God did it. That makes sense? You see a blind person get healed, you know God did that. You know what I'm talking about? He said, what about Lazarus? No, I'm talking totally blind, made new again. Watch this. When they saw Lazarus get up out of the tomb, was there any question in who did that? They knew Lazarus was what? Dead. And he got up. He was dead and he got up. How many of y'all find that to be strange? Like if we went over to the cemetery today and somebody went, hey! They talk to you a minute. Come on out. And dirt started moving and they came on out of the box. How many of y'all would note that a little strange? These are things that happened in the Bible. Lazarus got up. Why? Because God did something. Do something great with God in your life. Be humble. Let me tell you some things we've got to do to stay together. Look at here. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. How many of y'all have learned to bear with each other? How many of y'all have been married more than 5 years? That's because you've learned the art of bearing with one another. Yeah, that's where you learn to bear with each other. Watch this. We're not all going to get it right the first time. How many of y'all know that? But stay with each other long enough till you get it. That's the power of God. Anybody can hang with somebody when they agree with them. That doesn't take the Holy Spirit. It doesn't take the Holy Spirit to be in a group of people that are all like you. It takes the Holy Spirit to be in a group of people that are absolutely not like you. And you still survive the relational experience. That's why it's almost impossible to have a good marriage without Jesus. Because how many of y'all found this out? Your spouse is absolutely not like you. Did anybody find that? Now what happens is, the great news is this, if you bear with one another long enough, like 60, 70 years, it eventually gets better, doesn't it, Dr. Earl? Huh? Yeah. You stay at it. You bear with one another in love. And that means this: you want the best for each other. In fact, I want you to kind of participate with each other for just a second. I want you to look at somebody and say, you know what? I want the best for you. Come on, tell them, man. I want the best for you. Let's start speaking it, and then we'll start living. I want the best for you. Ms. Olson, I want the best for you. The best. Mom wants the best for you. Dad wants the what? Best. Well, Granny's here, too. Granny wants the best, right? Huh? Got a guest here today. I want the best for you. Might that make sense? The best! Because God wants the best for you. Now let me ask you a question. You get a group of people wanting the best for each other, tell me what happens to the world. Okay, if that works, then why don't we do it? I'm telling you it works. Look, every one of you went, yeah, my gosh, that really works. You look like Gomer. You said, absolutely, it works. But guess what? You have to practice it to activate it. Can I tell you something real quick, guys? I'm scared because guess what? The church is so individualistic now, it has left the pages of Scripture. You know, I got people all the time saying, well, we came to Hillview, but we didn't feel comfortable. I go, good. I say, God help me the day that you come to our church and feel comfortable, because that means I'm teaching a false teaching. Because there is nothing comfortable about this Bible. There is not one letter in this Bible that provides comfort. It's not that shallow. It scares me. It jolts me. It unwinds me. It unnerves me. It unearths me. It brings me to confess, then to repent, then to be established in a way of life that's eternal and not temporary. Those are big changes. Hello? That's the power of God. Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all want a Mr. Rogers show when you can have the kingdom of God? Do you want Sesame Street when God said, I'll give you the kingdom?
No.
Do you want to live in poverty when God said, I have already prepared for you prosperity?
Yes.
Me either. And when we come together, we're going to see the riches of God. Look at what he said. One band, one sound in the church. Guess what he said? There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. In fact, be really careful. If you're going out there to find God somewhere, what you need to be careful of most of the time, he's like right here. How many of y'all have missed God because you were looking for him? Kind of like my car keys. Any of y'all ever done this? I watch Elizabeth laugh. I lose my keys all the time. And when I lose my keys, it's always Elizabeth's fault. She takes my keys. How many of y'all have ever had that? Yeah. I was storming around the house one day. I had to go somewhere. I'm looking everywhere. I got couches turned upside down. I dropped my keys. Guess where my keys were? In my pocket. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Jesus of us all, through all, in all around. Yeah? Huh? You see, the potential's right. Well, it's not even next to you, it's in you. And it spreads out who's next to you. And when you weave all that together and it comes together, there's a choir singing the love of God. And that choir will be gentle and patient. And God's activity will not destroy it, but enhance it. That's what we're looking for at Hillview. Have I been clear today?
Yeah.
We're finished. But God's just started. Some of you today need to join Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Guess what? It's been long enough. God wants to come into your life and he wants to forgive you of your sins. How many of y'all have heard that for four Sundays in a row? Guess what? Come back four more Sundays. Guess what you're going to hear? You need a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, why do you need a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because we've all sinned. How many of y'all have come that far along? You have messed up. Huh? How many of y'all got that down? I messed up. God said, don't do it, and I did it. How many of y'all have done that? At least once. It only takes one time to go to hell. So I know some of you accountants are figuring, now on a percentage basis, I'm better than so-and-so. How? Are you better than Jesus? Here's what Jesus did. He came here and never messed up. How many of y'all can say that? I can't. I said, I came here and blew it. And even though I blew it, God loved me greatly. That's the wonderful message. Even though I couldn't get to heaven, God stuck out his hand in the name of Jesus and brought me on in to what I could be, even though I wasn't that at the moment. If that's where you are today, guess what? Come together. Join with the kingdom of God. Join today. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I know I've sinned. I know I'm not what I need to be. But God, today, I want to ask you into my life. I want you to forgive me because I believe you died on the cross for me. And I believe you've risen from a grave. And I believe you'll work. God, come into my life. Guess what God will do? He'll come in. You know why he's got to? Because he said, anybody that asks me, I will. Now, how many of y'all are sitting there going, Pastor, listen, I've done some really bad things. For those of you that are following Jesus that are a little more open and can be really honest, how many of you who follow Jesus have done some pretty bad things before? Just show of hands. Okay, good. The rest of them are liars. And I just want you to know that when you come to church, you're not in a room full of perfect people. Yeah? I mean, any church I go to, even those vanilla churches I go to, they're not perfect. I know them. I was with them. Dressing up and putting a tie on will never take away your sins. Carrying a Bible around will never relieve you of your sins. Listening to Christian radio will never take away your sins. I know this is going to blow some of you away. Voting Republican will not get you to heaven. I know that blows a lot of you away. Y'all think God's going to be up there in a Republican red and blue tie. By the way, just in case you think Democrats are going to get there too, voting Democrat will not get you there. Being independent will not get you to heaven. Watch this. Now, I know I'm going to fry most of you right here. You're going to have a meltdown. Americans do not have an automatic get into heaven card because they were born in America. Even if they can sing, God bless America. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know that He loves you deeply? And no matter what you've been through or what you think, God wants to bring you to the best place in your life. What do you think? That's the message of the gospel. That's what we're coming together about. Here's my heart as your pastor. Every living, breathing soul has an opportunity to meet Jesus Christ in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I could care less if they're rich, poor, or in the middle. God wants to touch them in a great way. Amen. And that's where we're about here at Hillview. Got it?
Got it?
That's it. That's the mission. You go, man, I wish it was more fancy. So ask me some questions. Are y'all going to build stuff? No, just when we have to. We're just not about buildings, obviously. Look around. Here's what I'm about. People.
That's right.
Meeting Jesus.
Connected.
That's the bottom line.
Amen.
435 people confessed their faith in baptism here in this church last year. That's right here. I believe in worldwide mission, all right? Watch this. People confess their faith in Costa Rica and Haiti and Kenya from other ministries that we've done. But you know what? Absolutely, man. I praise God for that. But guess what? You're going to have a hard time getting me all jazzed up about Kenya. When I live in America, right here, in our younger generation, from 30 years old to 18 years old, 4% of them have the gospel in their life. That's less than Kenya and Russia.
Amen.
Right here in the United States of America. While the church went to sleep singing Kumbaya, MTV and BET, they woke up. And they've been the preachers to this generation. I mean, come on. I turn the TV on. Do we have one show on TV that doesn't have to have something about homosexuality on it? I bet you couldn't even do Bozo the Clown again without him being funny. You know what, you can throw that in my face as long as you want to, but you ain't going to make it right. The media for over 50 years has been throwing adultery in our face, and guess what? That never made it right. It never took away the pain and the scar and the emotional reality that happens when we get our lives twisted up in those things. But I know something that can. His name is who?
Jesus.
This is where we are in the world. And Jesus hadn't left. That's why we're going to come together. If you would, if you'll stand with me, if you need to make that commitment today, maybe you need to come and just pray. God, I want to be a part of a church that's going to share life. Here at Hillview, I want to be very clear. It's why in January we go over our mission and our purpose. We want to see people come to know Jesus Christ. We make no bones about it. We want you to know that we believe that Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven. So are you asking me, Pastor Steve, do you believe that people have another religious philosophy other than Jesus? Are they going to go to hell? Yes. Is that clear enough? Yeah. You say, well, you sound arrogant and judgmental. I follow Jesus Christ. That's what He said. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. But guess what? I'm consistent on both sides. I make sure that every opportunity I have in my life, I'm telling somebody about Jesus Christ because I believe that's the only way into heaven. And if you're going to believe that's the only way into heaven, then you better be talking it. Amen. If you believe it, you better be sharing it. Amen? You better be letting somebody know what? There's a better way to live. There's a true way to live, and His name is Jesus. And I hope you receive that today. I hope you'll come together as a church. And by the way, I always praise God for all the weird people that come to Hillview. So if you're one of them, praise God that you're here. And if you're normal, I pray that you get over that one day and realize that's a con job. Nobody's normal. You just get around a group that you're kind of alike. What's normal? I'm going to tell you this much. I've been different parts in the world. What's normal there is not normal here. But it's normal there. Let me tell you what's spectacular. Jesus. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, somebody today is going to meet You at this service. Right now, we came to church in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and we're going to watch somebody pass from death to life. So if I'm talking to you, why don't you tell Him right now, Jesus, I hadn't done what I'm supposed to do. I hadn't been what I'm supposed to be. I broke Your law, Your Ten Commandments, Lord. I know it. But today, Lord, I ask You, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. I ask You to come into my life. I ask You because I believe You died on the cross and You rose from the grave. And Jesus, just ask Him right now. Jesus, I ask You to come into my life right now. Ask Him. And if you've made that decision, I want you to come forward right now. Maybe you need to come and just pray and say, Lord, here I am. This is what I'm about. It's who I am. God, you just use my life as an illustration of what you can do. I want to be in your church doing great things. I want to come together. Some of you may need to come and say, God, I'm sorry I've been conned. I thought the church was about me. And today I've heard very clearly it's about you and the world. And so God, forgive me for being so stinking selfish to think that the church was designed for my personal emotions and not your great kingdom. Brooks, we found over the years, hadn't we? When you had long hair and I had no gray hair. That gives what? The truth of Jesus sets people free. So here's the truth. He loves you. Come, let's worship together. This altar is your altar in the name of Christ. You need to be baptized. You come on and get obedient about that and you'll live out the blessing. Just like Bobby Jones, just like Shauna did today.